There is a big problem. I don't know about other countries, so I can only talk about how this actually affects the people in Africa. You have a system where somebody sick is diagnosed, has been diagnosed with cancer, and this person goes to the hospital and they give you medication and they say, listen, you got to be on this course of medication and so that they can try to treat you. The person starts, the lady or the man starts this medication and then goes to their church and tell their pastor, say, listen, I have been diagnosed with breast cancer, for example, and tells the pastor that, I need prayers. So what then happens is this pastor in this church now tells the woman or the man, say, listen, God can heal you. God is going to heal you. And you don't need to take medication. All you need to do is we'll pray over some water or particular liquid for you. And you just have to drink that every day and you don't need to take medication. So what then happens is the person now stops taking their medication. They now start taking this medication from the church. And then psychologically they are told to go and give a testimony in church that they are healed. So they go out there on the pulpit and they say to everybody, I had cancer. I've been taking this liquid, which the pastor or the prayed over, and then I'm now healed. So the congregation now goes, yay, fantastic. There's healing, there's belief. What this does is it now gets more members of the church to believe that there is the power of God in that church. There is healing powers in that church. And it generates and increases the membership of the church. But the danger of that is that woman or that man continues to, their health continues to get worse. And after 5 or 6 weeks, the symptoms now spread and now get worse because they have stopped their treatment. And they now go back to the pastor and say, listen, this thing is really getting bad. It's not healing. And the guy would now tell them, say, listen, because you're not praying hard enough. You don't have enough faith. Your faith is shaking. That's why the healing is not coming. That when you receive the healing, when you receive it by faith, the healing, you'll be completely healed. You don't need medication. You just need faith. And eventually this person dies. And they die. And guess what? The pastor of that church will refuse to announce the person's death in the church because they will say, nobody dies in my church. So all the members of that church will continue in that belief. That, listen, it is their faith, lack of faith, that killed them, but not the cancer. This is the problem that we face in Africa. And what is really annoying me, and what's really, really annoying me now, is that people from Africa that now come to developed countries are now believing and practicing the same nonsense, even in the UK. There are stories of these same incident in the UK, where all the treatments and the facilities are available, but people still believe and go and stay with a pastor and get some water mixed for them, pray for them, and they believe that that's where their healing will come from. Don't get me wrong, I'm a Christian and I believe in God, but I also believe in medication. I also believe that the medication is what you need to treat yourself, what you need to treat yourself. You can go on your medication while you're getting your treatment, then you can pray for healing. I want to appeal to our mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters out there and say, please don't let anybody deceive you to make you to think that you don't need medication when you have cancer. Please, please, I beg of you. I'm specifically zeroing into cancer at the moment because there seem to be a high volume of people who are getting deceived by so many church leaders for their selfish gains and their selfish needs. I beg of you, if you have symptoms of cancer, go and seek medication. Go and look for a doctor. Go to your GP. Go to your local hospital. The earlier you start treating it, the more you will live. You hear about people dying of cancer every single day. You hear about African women dying. Why? Because they relied on their church or they rely on this prophet or this prophetess or whoever these people may be who believe that, if I pray for you, you don't need to go get medication. Those people, in my opinion, should be arrested for manslaughter. There has to be a law. There has to be a law in the system that will enable the government to sue people who are so deceptive to allow these people not to go seek medical attention. They should be actually jailed for that. Then all this will stop. So I appeal to you, ladies and brothers and fathers, please, I'm not saying don't respect your church leaders, but what I'm saying is that if you've got a medical condition, seek medical help, and then you can pray for healing while you're going through your treatment phase. That's all I'm saying. Don't just abandon medical help and go sit in one back room with a pastor and he prays for you. And I guarantee you one thing. If his wife or his daughter or his son is sick, he's going to take them to the hospital. So why is he not going to take you to the hospital? Ask him. Try and find out. If his wife or brothers or sisters are sick, does he take them to the hospital or not? I bet he does. But in your situation, he wants to put you back there and keep taking money off you because he wants to pray on you. And he wants to get more congregation in his church. Anyway, that's my little rant today. So those who have ears, please be wise and listen. Seek medical attention. Then you pray. My name is Ronnie Jacobs from Cancer Africa. Have a lovely day. God bless you. Bye.